Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Though our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the Lebanon, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, where you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from one side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg your father, send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and prophets, let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. It's so true. After the death of Jesus and risen, the old people of Jerusalem believe in him. Jesus mentioned this time, if they believe, they believe. If they don't, they won't. We have to ask this special grace, this belief. Many times our heart is hardened, and we think we believe to live the Spirit of Christ. It's difficult for us to believe. That's what from Paul to Timothy, he says, "But you, men of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness." Compete well for the faith. Many times, we don't live up to our faith. We think we are doing well, but we do not live the Word of God. We don't live the will of God. We thought we were doing well, but there's no heart for the Lord. That's Jesus teaching us. It's important to a real conversion, to put Jesus in our heart. Be humble. moment by moment to carry our cross. St. Paul says also, though our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. First, we thank you, Jesus, for giving this spirit, this grace, and also listen to the word of St. Paul, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness in our daily life. Only by practicing, by listening to the word of God, we can step by step come closer to our Lord. Jesus, we trust in you.